kindly joined us in sing of jaw. Roots and culture seeped from his bones. He took out his spliff and said, past his
we're out here firm, wear it up.
So I took a righteous drag. It was the best sensei that I ever had. And then I felt the chill
running
up my back. My good man, tell me what was that? He said, my friend, you just smoked crack. You just smoked crack.
The Ubisoft logo, I thought the lettering looked good. I think I like the lettering. The logo itself, I thought it looked a little messy, but I'd look at it a little longer.
If anyone tries to take my crack, I'll kill them on principle. Some call crack bazooka, others call it base. But no matter what the name you call it, it's the best invention ever by the human race. The government spread lies about it. They say that it is no fun, but on that glass dick shall I sucky, 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 sucky till the crack is gone. Now we should legalize it. Legalize it.
I've had this song stuck in my head for about 2 weeks. I don't know why. It's just how it's gone.
You're a motherfucking titty sucking two ball bitch with a popcorn pussy and a full on dish.
I got it,
what you wanna do?
I got my dick hard.
Yeah, we do too.
I'll put a dick in your ear, cock in your mind.
What?
Sack to represent.
We came to drop bombs.
Rolling with my brothers, pipe bomb shit. Smoking cotton candy with some raindrops in it. Sack town president, 2 years straight. Check the yearbook.
What?
We'll find me to penetrate. Cops trying to get me, take me under with the stunner. Bitch, you can suck my dick, so take a number.
Rock. You're a motherfucking titty sucking two ball bitch with a popcorn pussy and a full on dick. Stop boys in the house and we get some fuck. So whip out your nuts and shut the fuck up.
Calling all cars, be on the lookout for three intoxicated young men wearing a starter jacket, expensive jewelry, turbo jeans, and big dicks.
I'm on the boardwalk, cold eyes of a cougar, selling devil's rock with a hand on my luger. Kid brain, bad 280 with the ladies. Every fourth girl I'm on the crush like crazy.
It's just to feel good. I need to watch this fucking movie. I need to watch fucking Popstar. I've been listening to this fucking soundtrack for like 2 fucking weeks. Well, I not that that was the first time I'd heard it, but I came back to it for whatever reason and was like, this is actually like a really good, weird, focused Lonely Island album, since it also has to serve as, like, this soundtrack for this fake, like, pop documentary thing. Like, it gives it something to hang, you know, for them to hang the songs on, around it, you know? And there's some pretty good, really fucking dumb shit in there. I guess I think, you know, it's like, you know, Lonely Island, like, they rap well. A lot of comedy rap, they're fucking, you know, it's no shortage of it. But most of it, the production is awful, and they can't fucking rap well at all, and it's just like, well, okay, I mean, like, are you just making fun of hip-hop in general? Because that's, like, kind of fucking dumb. Whereas, like, there's more nuance. Like, there's a knowing... Maybe we've had this conversation before. But there's a knowing style to the way Lonely Island writes their stuff. Where you know that they know. You can feel the reverence in their stupid shit. And then this album's weird because it's, you know, since it's a soundtrack to a movie about a fake pop star, like, it kind of has, like, a little less just straight up, like, parody rap on it. It kind of branches out a little bit. Some of that works better than others, than the rest, I think. Like, that's the thing, there's a good balance to the Lonely Island stuff that, like, there was interviews with, like, with Simon Rex, with Dirt Nasty, and his crew, you know, Andre Legacy, and Beardo, Mickey Avalon, though I guess they had a falling out for a while, whatever, they kind of fucked up their whole thing. Like, there were interviews with them from, like, a while ago, where it was, like, you had Dirt Nasty saying, like, oh, yeah, it's like we're trying to be, like, the Tenacious D of hip-hop or whatever. It's like, well, okay, but I just don't think that what they were writing, like, I don't think what they were writing was, like, funny in that way. Like, you think about it, like, a lot of hip-hop is funny. Like that's, you know, like, whatever. There's a wit to this shit when it's, like, well-written. And you're like, oh, fuck, like, that's okay, that's a clever pair of lines, that's a clever rhyme, that's, you know, like, they literally call them fucking punchlines, you know, the kind of verse finishing fucking, like, oh, shit, you know, like, that, you know, people refer to those as punchlines, you know, it's like, clearly, all the bragging and all that styling and all, you know, like, that stuff has a wit and humor to it in a lot of cases. Even the stuff that's just, like, you know, rapping about murdering people, you know, like, even some of that gangsta shit has, like, a bit of humor, like, you know, a bit of comedy in there, whether intentional or not, you know, just by virtue of, like, oh, these are, like, clever rhymes about murdering somebody. You're like, oh, man, that's okay. Yeah, that's a good way to put that. It's a good turn of phrase or whatever. It's a wit, I guess. And so you have, like, these guys that are, you know, trying to do, like, more comedy-focused stuff are, you know, just kind of taking the core of it and swaying it in a direction to serve what they're trying to do. And but it's all still the same thing, which is why, like, comedy hip-hop or, like, song parodies of rap songs, it's just kind of terrible, usually, right? I mean, because it's, like, stuff that's already kind of, well, you know, again, like, not everyone's out there trying to rap and just be, like, straight up funny. Like, they're trying to sound cool. They're trying to sound like, oh, I'm believably talking about all of these people I shot or all of these people I had the sex with or whatever. But, yeah, I don't know. So it's like, kind of a weird thing. Like, setting out to rap and trying to be funny. That's, you know, like, when I was rapping for that brief and beautiful time, from, let's say, what was it? It was 95? To maybe, like, 2001? And then we started our other thing that was way less rapping and whatever in, like, 04, and did that for 8 or 9 years. 10 years, maybe. No, not 10 years. We didn't. 2014. When did Chris move out? Anyway. You know, all that shit that I fucking wrote for that stuff was just like, oh, this is some shit that I think is funny. Or the people that I'm sitting here with as we're writing this stuff think it's funny. That's it. That's all it was. I don't know. Not to say that, like, fucking, I was writing masterful, fucking, you know, whatever. It's fucking stupid shit. But that's kind of the point. So, like, it's, you know, like, the longer that the Dirt Nasty keeps putting out music, it's just like, all right, like, is this still trying to, like, at this point, he's just putting out music so he can tour and, or, you know, probably, like, earn a pretty good living doing whatever it is he does. Ex-MTV VJ turned actor turned rapper. Like, all right. Like, he's all right at it. He's from the Bay, so, you know, there's that. Like, I don't know, like, what is it, fucking,
okay, I'm like, yo, man, what, I broke in, straight from Oakland, holding my thing like a U.S. Open trophy, we're up to high feet, y'all don't know me, Dirt Nasty, ass cheeks, spread wide, G-string, to the side, one drink, Cavassier, two drink, box drink, three drink, I'm in the sink, going up on my brand new man coat, and I'm doing coke. Y'all can't hold my dog throat. Now I'm calling home. Pray for me. Go Rolls Royce, you like digging. I lived through the 80s.
But, like, the idea that they would, like, in an interview say, like, that they're thinking of this as, like, the Tenacious D of rap. It's like, I, you know, I'm not some fucking Tenacious D super fan by a fucking long shot. But, no.
Showed us in that way, me. And tell you, girl, to stop paging me. What? I walked in, stoned as hell. White lines, gold gazelles. Hotel on Sunset. Young hoes get undressed. Dirt dick ain't done yet. Insert the clip and get the gun wet. Enough said, I'm radical. T-shirt say party animal. I ain't no amateur. This ain't no hands across America. I shine like Morrissey on Hennessy on Christmas Eve. No, not more like Morris Day on Hella Yay. Dressing gay. I lived through the 80s.
I think that's the thing where you can determine, is this comedy rap, yes or no? And it is, like, the determining factor. One of the clearest tells you could ever have There are two things. Two things. One, are they white dudes? Two, is it self-deprecating? If the answer to both of those is yes, you are listening to comedy rap. White dudes rapping about how they can't rap well. That's it. There you go, the pinnacle. Fucking top floor, penthouse. And I know that because I've written it. And then there's, like, yeah, there's this expansive catalog of Dirt Nasty songs. Like, he's got several albums out. With a gangsta bitch, a chola chick, like, he did albums with, like, dudes from 2 Live Crew and shit. It's like, all right, well, I mean, like, he's carved out, like, a pretty good little rap career. Like, whatever. Like, and it's, like, it's not bad. It's a little one note. But he's okay at rapping about using drugs and fucking. He's okay at it. I like Beardo. Just a little better, honestly. She was like, I don't date crackers or actors. Matter of fact, I'm a rapper. Hey Siri, play songs by Beardo. Oh man, come on. Rap it with Mickey. Hey Siri, play songs by Beardo. Beardo. Now we're talking. What? This is a different Beardo. Wait. Beardo album I was thinking of. Older Beardo material. Beardo is better about putting out songs about doing a lot of drugs than Dirt Nasty is.
Coming and taking them away. I'm a alien! my makeup, McDonald's, I'm Ronald. And my family thinks I'm a jerk, cause I don't come home after work. I keep drifting in the wind, I can't remember where I've been. Every now and then, I get a call from a friend. I heard dirt went to prison. It gets easier with every sin, and if it doesn't, just start drinking. Marijuana, coke, and speed, I did them all. And my dick's turned like black man's. I'm a cracker from Compton. Nah, I'm just fucking around. I'm from the valley, Van Nuys in Cali. Shady friend, don't consider myself a man, I'm an animal, I cut your ass like Hannibal, been poor ever since I was born, I'm an idiot, I'll never learn, one step away from Buck City.
Songs that'll make you think too, you know?
John Lennon got shot. That's what happens when you talk. Bob Marley is dead. They put a tumor in his head. From the B to the E to the A-R-T-O. Chanel on with the air, Puerto Rico's. Oh, Puerto Rico. I wanna say what's up to Liz and Chino. I used to shoot machine guns. These days, all I do is sell out arenas. Before I disappear like Jimmy Hoffa did. Nobody knows where. You're damn right, I'm living in fear. Black suits, white bands are always near. Black sunglasses always stare. I get high on life without care. John Lennon got shot. That's what happens when you talk. Bob Marley is dead. They put a tumor in his head. John Lennon got shot. That's what happens when you talk. Bob Marley is dead. They put a tumor in his head.
People, they say I look like Screech, because I got that brown afro and the big ass beak. I'm the sickest mother every day of the week. I sound like a motherfucking preacher every time I speak. And I got more shit to say. How the fuck did Ben Laden get away? I'm on his height in the hills.
Let's go back to the valley. What? I don't think so. Let's go back to the
valley, the valley, the valley. Let's go back to the valley. What? I don't think so. I still crash in the basement. Mom says I'm a basehead. I got caught in the eighth grade. Snippin' motherfuckin' spray paint. I never really got straight A's. I never said I was straight again. From the B to the E to the A. R-D-O, in your face. And you know I'll be banging them. City walk, Lancashire. This ain't a canker sore. Her feet keep sucking whore. I got a cock on the black man. Pop pills all day like Pac-Man.
I'm kinda like Pac-Man.
Rock the mic, fuck the cut. Let's go back to the valley. The valley, the valley. Let's go back.
It's all over the place.
1, 2, 3, 4. I went to Iraq, yes I did. I killed a whole lot of women and kids. I ain't been the same since I did. Homie, I've been through the shit. I used to have a family and kids. A house with a neighbor named Rick. Cause war can be so fucking sick. I got shot, now I bag my own shit. Living in the alley, Robertson 6. I'd take myself out if I wasn't a bitch. America, what happened to my benefits? I wanna die for the shit I did. I wanna live to be forgiven. I wanna destroy the government. I wanna the president.
I mean, honestly, I feel like if the whole Dirt Nasty thing is gonna take off. Well, Beardo had his, you know, Beardo's still making music. Beardo's like, the dude from The Strokes has a side project. It's Julian Casablancas and the Voids, I think it's called. And he is one, and Beardo is one of the Voids. Like, plays guitar. And then he's got another thing that he does. It's actually pretty good. But then what is it? Three Loco was the thing that, like, if this stuff was gonna go big, that it had its chance. Hey Siri, play Three Loco. No, don't. Let's just go to Apple Music. I've already gotten all whatever. Like, I mean, this is fucking Dirt Nasty Riff Raff, Andy Milonakis, produced by Diplo. Like, if this was gonna have a shot, this would have been it. This would have been the time where it, like, took off, right?
I beat up the block like Steven Seagal. Power phone of Tila Greeno. Driving backwards through Reno. Torn inside of Doritos. Go ahead, shoot the free throw. I pull up at the casino. Candy Cheeto Steamboat. Desert Eagle. Flash the Buick Regal. I pull up on you people. Buttercream Beetle.
Need out, need out.
Andy Milonakis seems like a technically skilled rapper, but I can't. I can't.
You got a low self-esteem, you can rent my ego.
Yeah, it's just, you
know. These hoes just won the Fat Boy Lotto. Please let me use your grotto. Have culture. I grab a vulture. Who left that soda on the table? Grab a coaster. Girls wanna cuddle. Yeah, they wanna snuggle. I'll get the cute teddy bear. Put it in your butt. Ooh, what you know about me, dirt nasty bitch? I'm a farmer. Come through with an ugly ass hoe. Call her two-handed llama. She wanna sleep on me. Better bring some pajamas. I got a white boy on to rock Johnny Drama.
Do you think underneath all of it that Riff Raff knows?
Do you think he knows? Got
him running like mascara. Do you think he's wise to it? Do you think he's hip to it? Do you think he's like, oh yeah, no, this is what I do is all the way ridiculous, and that's how, and it has to go further for me to keep this career going. You think he knows?
I go to sleep.
Or is he actually this dude? I feel like most signs point to him actually being this dude. Which is like great, but also like kind of sad and kind of bums me out. I don't know.
I'm a farmer boy. Going Scottie Pippen in Illinois. D4 Diamond and Corduroy's. Been a while since I was unemployed. I'm the real McCoy, not a Hatfield. My RV got rims on 12 wheels. I ride to the club on a school of seals. Turtles and beluga whales. Escargot and a plate of snails. My farm grows brightly and it get paid well. Only time will tell. Long like it just like Liberty Bell.
Race this is terrible. Mademoiselle. Like, you know, like say, some people like Diplo, some people do not, but I think everyone can agree, like, don't let him rot, like, you probably shouldn't rap, like, don't, there's no need for that. It's not why he's there. Anyway. Fucking Riff Raff, man. What an enigma. What a fucking, what a situation. Do you think... Oh, God. Do you think Riff Raff would be having a better time if he was out here touring, doing his shows, all this other stuff? If he was highly self-aware or not? Like, which would be better? Just be out there doing it and going, no, I'm the greatest. This is it. This is me. Like, fucking 100% of the time, I'm the fucking best in the world. Or is it better if he's just like, no, this is like... This is what I'm doing to get over, and it's working out quite well, and it's a lot of fun to play this character and be this fucking stupid and be this fucking over the top all the time. We're having a great time. Everyone over here at Team Riff Raff is just having a fantastic time. Like, is that better? I think I want to believe that he is self-aware because I think that, like, a lot of the stuff he says and does and the way he acts on the Instagram, which is, I think, the last place where I see any riffraff these days, he seems like a fucking asshole. He seems like kind of a piece of shit. We're just like, oh, you're just, like, fucking people in the airport. That's shitty. Like, you're just an asshole. But then, like, if he's playing a role and then knowingly doing it, then, you know, is he just, like, still an asshole, but also comes with the thing of, like, hey, you should know better than to do this. Like, at some point, just don't.
Mariah, Mariah, what can I say about my friend Mariah? I'm starting to wonder what's going to happen with her deal. She's got a label imprint deal with Epic that L.A. Reid signed prior to leaving. I'm wondering if they're going to really nurture that particular deal. I hope so. They can make it happen. Serious XM line. This is
yes, what is going to happen with your friend Mariah?
It's your eyes. I swear they look at me and I hear melodies. Sweetest melodies. Mix it with the smile, right?
I bet that if you are a self-aware riffraff, that's an exhausting fucking thing. Yeah, to be like surrounded by like that. No. Let's turn it on. I gotta go like staring in the mirror every night, going like, all right, let's go fucking be an idiot in front of college kids. All right, put it together, fucking put it together, Horst. We gotta get out there and fucking make it happen. Find your inner riffraff. Let's go. God, that would be... Maybe that's tragic. Maybe that's actually way worse. I feel like this type of language is inappropriate if you're, like this guy says his name is Mr. Rogers. That seems inappropriate. Mr. Rogers and E-40? Man.
I can use your booty as a dinner table. You got ass for days. Blue Cooper. Oak Cliff Dallas booty like my tip.
You the real winner, you were. It's not gonna matter. The girl, they call me Earl. I rap and I rhyme, but
they call him Earl.
Let's swear. White. Candy cane, that mother of Pearl. That's right. I'm bouncy and I'm bouncy and I'm frosty. Bitch, it's a privilege for you to even be tired to me. And I give a pimp to bitches, and I'm calling your ass tomorrow. I don't want you to be my missus. I just want to bow, yeah.
Now that I think about it, I have a tall can of E40's malt beverage in my fridge at home. All right, I gotta go. Everybody have a good Wednesday. It's Wednesday.